and welcome to this year's Word Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Symes. I'm an author, entrepreneur, mum, and wife. A couple of years ago, I realised the power of theming my year with a single word when I selected the word love and did everything I could to embody this word into all facets of my life. The positive impact this word had on my life was so profound that I wrote a book about my experience called A Year of Love, Finding Peace One Day at a Time. Since then, I continue to follow my Word of the Year theme and also select a Word of the Month, which I explore further in this podcast series. In each episode, I will dive deeper into the significance of my monthly word, which will hopefully inspire and motivate you to use more positive words too, and ultimately, change your life, one day at a time. I also share quotes and other sparks of inspiration related to my monthly word on my blog and Facebook page. Check out the links for these in the show notes. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Motivation is the driving force behind human action, a powerful catalyst that propels us towards our goals and aspirations, even in the face of obstacles and challenges. It is the spark that ignites our passion, fuels our determination, and empowers us to overcome adversity on the journey towards success. In this episode, I'll delve into the essence of motivation, its various forms, and why it's essential for personal and professional growth. Let's begin by defining motivation. At its core, motivation is the inner drive or desire to pursue a particular goal or outcome. It is the force that energizes and directs our behavior, guiding us towards actions that are aligned with our values, interests, and aspirations. Motivation can take many forms, ranging from intrinsic factors such as passion, curiosity, and personal fulfillment, to extrinsic factors such as rewards, recognition, and external pressure. Motivation is a dynamic and multifaceted phenomenon that varies from person to person and can be influenced by a wide range of factors, including individual differences, environmental conditions, and situational contexts. While some individuals may be naturally highly motivated and driven towards their goals, others may struggle to find their inner motivation needed to take action and pursue their aspirations. Here are seven reasons why motivation is important. Firstly, motivation provides direction and purpose. Motivation gives us a sense of direction and purpose in life, guiding our actions and decisions towards meaningful goals and aspirations. When we are motivated, we have a clear vision of what we want to achieve and are willing to invest time, effort, and resources to make it happen. Whether it's pursuing a career path, starting a business, or achieving personal growth, motivation provides the clarity and focus needed to stay on course and navigate the challenges along the way. Number 2, motivation fuels persistence and resilience, especially in the face of adversity. When we encounter obstacles or setbacks on the path towards our goals, motivation gives us the strength and determination to persevere, even when the going gets tough. It helps us bounce back from failure, learn from our mistakes, and keep pushing forward towards success. Without motivation, we may be more likely to give up in the face of challenges, robbing ourselves of the opportunity to grow and achieve our full potential. Number 3, enhances performance and productivity. Motivation is closely linked to performance and productivity in both personal and professional settings. When we are motivated, we are more likely to set ambitious goals, work diligently towards achieving them, and consistently deliver high-quality results. Motivated individuals are proactive, resourceful, and committed to excellence, which translates into higher levels of performance and productivity in their endeavors. Number 4, fosters personal growth and development. Motivation is essential for personal growth and development, as it inspires us to step outside our comfort zones, take on new challenges, and continuously strive for improvement. When we are motivated to learn and grow, we seek out opportunities for self-improvement, whether it's through education, skill development, or experiential learning. Motivation empowers us to expand our horizons, unlock our potential, and become the best versions of ourselves. Number 5, builds confidence and self-efficacy. Motivation builds confidence and self-efficacy, the belief in our ability to succeed in specific tasks or situations. When we set and achieve meaningful goals, we gain a sense of accomplishment and mastery that boosts our self-confidence and strengthens our belief in our capabilities. Motivated individuals are more likely to take on new challenges with confidence, knowing that they have the skills, knowledge, and determination needed to succeed. Number 6, promotes well-being and happiness. Motivation is closely linked to well-being and happiness, as it gives us a sense of purpose, accomplishment, and fulfillment in life. When we are motivated to pursue our passions and interests, we experience a greater sense of satisfaction and joy in our daily activities. Motivated individuals are more likely to experience positive emotions such as excitement, enthusiasm, and pride, which contribute to overall well-being and happiness. Number 7, inspires others and fosters collaboration. Motivation is contagious. It inspires others to take action and pursue their goals with passion and determination. When we are motivated and driven towards our goals, we inspire those around us to do the same, creating a ripple effect of positive energy and productivity. Motivated individuals also tend to be more collaborative and supportive, as they recognize the value of teamwork and collective effort in achieving shared objectives. So, how do we become more motivated? Here are 8 strategies to help us cultivate motivation. Number 1, set clear, achievable goals. Start by setting clear, achievable goals that align with your values, interests, and aspirations. Break down larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks and establish a timeline for completion. Having a clear sense of direction and purpose will help you stay focused and motivated as you work towards your objectives. If you're a regular listener, you'll also know how passionately I feel, not just about setting goals, but also reviewing them regularly, ideally every day. Life can often get in the way of our goals and aspirations, so to keep them front of mind, it's important to review them as often as you can. 2. Find your why. It's challenging to stay motivated when you don't know why you're doing something in the first place. Identify your intrinsic motivations, your why behind your goals and aspirations. What drives you? What are you passionate about? Understanding your underlying motivations will help you connect with your goals on a deeper level and stay committed to them, even when faced with challenges or setbacks. Number 3, create a compelling vision. Visualize your success and create a compelling vision of what achieving your goals will look and feel like. Use visualization techniques to imagine yourself accomplishing your goals and experiencing the emotions associated with success. This mental imagery will help fuel your motivation and keep you focused on your objectives. I like to include visualization with my meditation sessions, or I'll often spend a few moments visualizing how I want my day to go before I get out of bed in the morning. Number 4, develop a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and perseverance. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, and view failure as a temporary setback on the path to success. Adopting a growth mindset will help you stay resilient and motivated in the face of adversity. Focus on the lessons learned rather than the failure. I find that journaling helps to uncover the lessons gleaned from various challenges. Number 5. Celebrate your progress. Celebrate your progress and milestones along the way to achieving your goals. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small, and take pride in your efforts and achievements. Celebrating your progress will boost your morale and motivation, reinforcing your belief in your ability to succeed. I encourage you to make a wish list of things you want or love doing, and reward yourself with these each time you have a win. Victory is that much sweeter when marked with a special treat. Some little treats could include a coffee in your favorite coffee shop, a massage, or even a weekend away for larger accomplishments. Number 6. Seek support and accountability. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who believe in your potential and encourage you to pursue your goals with passion and determination. Share your goals with friends, family, or mentors who can provide encouragement, advice, and accountability. Having a support network will help you stay motivated and committed to your objectives. Also understand that not everyone in your network will always get what you're trying to achieve, even your nearest and dearest. So pick your support crew wisely. Just because someone you care about doesn't understand your vision doesn't mean they don't care about you. We're all different and have different goals in life. So seek out others with similar goals and visions so you can support each other along the way. This is where finding a mentor, joining a gym, or a business network can offer enormous support. Stay flexible and adapt to change. Be flexible in your approach to achieving your goals. Be willing to adjust your strategies and tactics as needed in response to changing circumstances or unforeseen challenges. Flexibility and adaptability are essential qualities for maintaining motivation and overcoming obstacles on the path to success. It's also okay to drop some goals from your list if they're not working for you. This will free up space for new goals and endeavors. And finally, number 8, practice self-care. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being to maintain high levels of motivation and resilience. Prioritize activities that nourish and rejuvenate you, such as exercise, meditation, hobbies, and spending time with loved ones. When you prioritize self-care, you replenish your energy and motivation, allowing you to approach your goals with renewed vigor and enthusiasm. Remember, sometimes you need to go slow to go fast. Motivation is the fuel that drives us towards our goals and aspirations, empowering us to overcome obstacles, achieve success, and live a fulfilling life. Whether pursuing personal or professional endeavors, cultivating motivation is essential for maintaining focus, resilience, and passion in the face of challenges and setbacks. By understanding the essence of motivation, recognizing its importance, and implementing strategies for cultivating it in our lives, we can unlock our full potential, achieve our goals, and create a life filled with purpose, fulfillment, and success. So, embrace the power of motivation. Let it propel you towards your dreams and aspirations with unwavering determination and courage. I'll leave you with this quote from Amelia Earhart. The most effective way to do it is to do it. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could leave a rating and review. Each review helps others find this podcast, and it absolutely makes my day reading them. I'd be delighted to assist you further on your journey of personal development and growth. If you're looking for more inspiration, check out my book, A Year of Love, Finding Peace One Day at a Time. Or if you're looking for a little more morning motivation, take a look at my free course, Magical Mornings. If you'd like to learn more about journaling, my course, Joyful Journaling Journey, could be just what you need. In the meantime, if you want some inspiring journaling prompts to kickstart your journaling practice, you can grab my free journaling guide with 100 prompts. This guide also includes some super helpful info on the benefits of journaling, along with tips on how to establish a consistent journaling practice. Links for all of these helpful tools and resources can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can join me next time.